So if you're unemployed, you may have thought to yourself, I'm going to pray to find a job.
Of course.
But quite literally, if praying is what you do for a living and counseling people and being a member of the clergy is your business, what happens in times of economic downturn? Well, the easy answer is you got to work harder because there's more work to do, more people who need counseling.
Right, but it can also give you a crisis of conscience if you start to think, why is God doing this to me?
Well, is God doing this to members of the clergy is the question. There are problems with employment in that industry, just like other industries around the nation. We talked with, at the top of the hour, Kara Hildebrand, who's a pastor at the Bowling Green Presbyterian Church in Kentucky. Kara, welcome back.
Hello.
Describe the situation for you in the employment world when you got out of school.
Well, it's difficult. There's only one position for every four clergy in the Presbyterian Church. And so it is preparing oneself for knowing that it may take a considerable amount of time.
How do you keep yourself from thinking that, well, if you get selected, it must be there's something special about you, you're select, or if someone gets picked and you don't, that they have some greater aura than you have? How do you keep the spiritual dimension of your work from the sort of cold, hard economics?
Well, it's not about me. I was reminded that, that often from mentors and other clergy in churches, and that at some point my time would come to a specific church.
And good advice for all of us, I guess, in the job market, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
Joining us is Rabbi Erwin Kula, who's a leading thinker in the field of religious pluralism. He's the author of Yearnings, Embracing the Sacred Messiness of Life. And there's nothing messier than a recession, right, Rabbi?
Yep, and losing jobs.
And Beth Koblenner is with us, Takeaway Work contributor. And Beth, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
You, in some sense, really turned us on to the issue of unemployment in the industry that we'll call the clergy.
Yes.
Give us a sense of the numbers here.
Well, I spoke with dozens of religious leaders, academics, workers in churches and mosques and temples, and basically learned that America's clergy are suffering a crisis of job loss and underemployment and financial loss. And they're taking in less money in donations when you look at the model of the economics of religion. 38% of Christian churches have seen a decline in donations in the last year. That's according to the report, The State of the Plate.
Right.
Protestant churches that had cut have seen 14% cuts. Jewish synagogues are making cross-the-board cuts. Many Islamic centers now are saying they can't afford full-time imam, according to a religious leader that I spoke to in Virginia. You know, and that less money translates into slashed budgets, you know, having to lay off clergy, later retirement for clergy, so therefore new people can't get into the fold.
Wow.
And it's creating a very difficult situation. The one exception seems to be Hindu priests. There's a huge demand for Hindu priests. And that's because of the, you know, increased population in the U.S. of Hindus. So other than
but it's
that,
it's not like you can change your faith in order to take advantage of
it. But the problem is
but if there is one God, I mean, does it make a difference if you work for the Hindu or the Pastor Kara Hildebrand? I mean, go where the market is, right?
I enjoy being Presbyterian. I think I'll stay.
Gotcha. That's a safe answer, Rabbi.
I will say this, that religious workers are like millions of other workers in this country, and the social and cultural and technological changes are affecting the job market, a kind of structural change in religion. And this is new for us to think about. And there are two very significant changes in religion, much like journalists who are in trouble right now, film industry, music industry, prime time, your network TV. All of these business models are not sustainable now. It turns out the existing religious synagogue church business model is not going to be sustainable. We're going to have closures like GM dealerships over the next decade, and it's for two reasons. One is the way in which Americans are identifying religiously. The third largest religious identification in America today, according to the ARIS study, the American Religious Identity Survey, is none, N-O-N-E. And we're also seeing what I call mixers and blenders, benders and switchers. 44% of Americans have changed their religious identity denomination at least once in their lifetime. This is affecting loyalty, membership and donations. And it means that the siloing, what I call the cathedral or the bazaar, the cathedral way in which Americans have historically identified their religious identity in their church and synagogue identification, is now changing dramatically. And the second thing is how people are using religious resources. And there's only one statistic you need, and it's mind-blowing. 27% of Americans do not use clergy or religious workers for funerals of loved ones. That's mind-boggling. It means they're getting their resources in a different way.
Well, Kara, when you see all of these changes afoot, some of them are not new. Some of them are actually associated with the economy and are more new. How do you retool yourself or redesign yourself to be more attractive to individuals who might find you and go, Kara really helped me out here. Kara's a guide for my family, that sort of thing.
I think we have to have an ear to the culture, and that we have to be aware of what people are in need of and be creative within our tradition.
Does that mean start your own church, like an entrepreneur might start their own business?
Considering I'm in a denomination, starting one's own church, well, some people may feel that necessary.
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. I mean, because in a sense, it's wrong to say, Rabbi, that to be a Presbyterian, you're serving a corporate master, but it is a certain amount of inflexibility that comes with being associated with a traditional structure.
Yeah, it turns out, though, that 80% of Americans under 30 are moving to post-denominational ways of experiencing themselves. This is a very, very complicated thing for people who are losing their jobs and who are denominationally aligned. And we are going to see a shift. And yes, people are starting their own churches, and people are finding new venues in which to offer their religious wisdom, and people are building online communities. There's a lot of new ways in which people are using their talents.
Right.
It's complicated, though.
But how do you advise somebody who's been laid off? I mean, someone who's thought they would be working in a church and a congregation for the rest of their life, how do you advise somebody who's been laid off?
The very first thing is, just like any other American, you need to find your support systems. That's your family. That's your friends. That's co-workers. The most important thing when you're laid off, besides the financial things, which Beth can speak to, the most important thing is to locate the relationships that are you're most committed to, your deepest friendships, your deepest kinship family, because they're going to take care of you during this difficult period.
Rabbi Erwin Kula is a leading thinker in the field of religious pluralism and author of Yearnings, Embracing the Sacred Messiness of Life. Kara, before we go, what's your sermon this Sunday?
I haven't started it yet. I have a funeral.
You have a funeral. Well, so you're busy.
I am busy.
And grateful for that in the context in which that is offered. Pastor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Pastor Kara Hildebrand was unemployed for about 6 months before she was hired by the Bowling Green Presbyterian Church in Kentucky. Beth Koblinder, take us out. Any advice on how this will turn around?
Well, I think for a lot of people, first of all, if you're a clergy, if you don't get unemployment benefits, and a lot of them don't, you have to save.
Because they're nonprofits. You know, they don't pay taxes.
Because they're nonprofits, and their churches or religious groups don't pay unemployment tax, so they don't pay out unemployment insurance. You need to plan. You need to save. Roth IRAs. Sounds prosaic, but if you don't have a 401k, you have to save.
Be practical. Don't just sit there and act like a saint, right?
That's right. And we have a lot of places to go on the Takeaway website to get more information about places you might want to look at for job search.
Beth Koblinder, Takeaway Work Contributor. Thanks so much. That's a great discussion.
While you're at the website looking at those tips, also take a look at the Movie Date podcast, Rafer and Chris, and start from The Kids Are All Right, and they talk about the history of movies where the main characters are gay and bisexual. Check that out at our website. You can also subscribe at iTunes. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.